Nolte, Democrat. Ron Jackson, Mississippi. Can't even deliver water to residents. By John Nolte on September 1, 2022. Even though Democrats have run Jackson, Mississippi for over 70 years, the media blame the city's water failures on systemic racism. Jackson, Mississippi hasn't had a Republican mayor since at least 1949. Democrats and Democrats alone have run Jackson for nearly three quarters of a century or longer. Additionally, every Jackson mayor since 1989 has been a black man. Jackson, the capital of that gorgeous state, is around 80% black. And yet, since 1990, after 40 years of Democrat rule, the city's population has collapsed from 202,000 to just 153,000. Yes, a quarter of the population has fled. Between 2010 and 2020 alone, the population dropped 11.4%. Nevertheless, the corrupt media are attempting to not only turn a local failure into a national failure but one born of systemic racism. At the risk of sounding pedantic, allow me to sum this up. Jackson has been run exclusively by Democrats for generations, run by black mayors for 33 years, and according to the media, Jackson's years-long water problems are an American failure of systemic racism. Jackson's water problems reach back years. Democrats still haven't fixed it. Part of the problem is that one in four Jackson residents live in poverty, which is what happens when you continue to vote for Democrats. For years, 153,000 Jackson residents have put up with interruptions to their water service and announcement to boil their water before drinking. And now, the city's water treatment plant is in such bad shape, and the water is so dirty, the system that creates water pressure is so broken that the Democrat-run city government must distribute bottled water to residents. Oh, and now the Democrat-run city government can't even do that. Can't even get bottled water to its residents. Recent torrential rain coupled with years of water system issues have resulted in a crisis in Jackson, Mississippi, where the city doesn't have enough water to fight fires, flush toilets, or even hand out to residents in need. Jackson's main water treatment facility began failing Monday, according to Governor Tate Reeves. The National Guard was called up to help distribute bottled water as crews worked to get the water treatment plant back online, state officials said. But the distribution itself proved unsustainable. Residents of all ages were seen waiting in lines more than a mile long at Hawkins Field Airport for at least 2 hours Tuesday for just one case of bottled water. The event was supposed to span 3 hours, but barely ran two as people were eventually turned away when the 700 cases of water ran out. Maybe part of the problem is that the idiot voters of Jackson vote for fellow idiots like this one who is focused on everything but delivering the basics that sustain civilization, you know, like water? 4 years ago, Jackson Mayor Kokwe Anter Lumumba swept into office on a tide of rhetoric and ambition that drew national attention. He laid out an expansive vision of how Jackson could become a model for the country. A whole menu of new progressive ideas like universal basic income, cooperative businesses and alternatives to policing. He talked about replacing abandoned lots with urban farms. And in a city that is 82% black, a higher rate than any other big city in the country, he framed his promises in elevated, historical terms, promising to rewrite the story of race and commerce in the region from one of exploitation to one of empowerment. He talked about fixing the potholes, a big topic of conversation here, not just as road projects but as a way to end cycles of humiliation. So being black doesn't mean having to endure torn-up roads and bad water. He promised, in fact, to make Jackson the most radical city on the planet. Dude's been in office 4 years. Dude can't even get people running water. I'm sorry, but you get what you vote for, and if you vote for a guy like this, you will not get things like, say, water. Democrats can't deliver clean water, see, Michigan, Flint, but they will chemically castrate your kids. Democrats can't keep your streets safe, but they will open up all the prisons. Democrats can't educate your kids, but they will flood your schools with gay porn and transsexual propaganda. Democrats can't deliver electricity. See, California, but they will tell you to purchase a $60,000 electric vehicle when they can't deliver the electricity to charge it. Did I mention you get what you vote for?